Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to open the phones up throughout the hour, interspersed with the latest news on the economy, the latest news on the election. I haven't even gotten in to that big stack of news. But Romney is just turbo surging everywhere. And so it should certainly make it interesting. Again, you can't help it. Romney's kind of the devil you don't know. So you automatically, at a subconscious level, root for him because Obama's got the ATF shipping guns into Mexico. Obama has Media Matters that the White House publicly runs, you know, saying they want to shut us down and infiltrate and all, you know, and infiltrate media and just really authoritarian nasties. And they see me because I'm pro-gun, anti-abortion. As a right winger, and so attacked me out of hand. I mean, it's not fun being on the White House enemies list, and that came out 2 years ago in the newspapers that I was amongst 50 people on a White House enemies list. And believe me, the proof is look all over the place. So, I mean, I will enjoy not being on the White House enemies list. I'll probably get back on it because I'm going to criticize Romney. But see, when WorldNet Daily went after Bush for NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union, and they didn't do dirty tricks against WorldNet Daily. We had dirty tricks, but it was usually by the Democratic Party establishment when I was defending the Second Amendment and stuff. So Republicans are horrible. I mean, let's get that. But for whatever reason, they don't want to eat us. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex kind of walks by me in the jungle. Even though I'm throwing rocks at it, it leaves me alone. The Democrats are just such authoritarians. Their instinct to be control freaks and just run everything and dominate everything. Look at Homeland Security in the last 4 years under Obama. The groping started. All of it. The naked body scanners was a leftover of Chertoff, but into Obama accelerating. So they're all bad. And I know we're going to be disappointed in Romney. And they're probably still going to steal the election from him. It's like, you know, you're sick of this group. You're like, You automatically like the other group at a subconscious level, but I know that's a delusion. I know it's a delusion. Let's start going to your calls right now. David in Florida, listening on iTunes. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Good to talk
Thank
to you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I wanted to ask if you've seen this President Obama makes a statement on Hurricane Sandy video that the White House put out on the 29th.
We have the one where he makes political statements. Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like talking about like all this martial law kind of sounding stuff. You know, he's saying when state and local officials tell you to evacuate, don't question or don't delay. Just follow their instructions. And then he says if the public's not following instructions, we might have fatalities that could have been avoided.
Yeah, he's made several statements where he also makes electioneering comments. Which one are you talking about? What's the headline on the video you've got?
It's called President Obama Makes a Statement on Hurricane Sandy, and it's on the White House YouTube channel.
Okay, President Obama makes a statement on Hurricane Sandy. Yeah, I think that's the one we've got. We'll actually play that coming up. You're right. I want to get to that. He also made some other statements that are about the election, you know, in the middle of it, trying to look presidential, but still... The media is criticizing Romney for running around the hurricane, trying to give people food. Obviously a political stunt, but also you want to help folks. So it's, you know, the right thing, but also it's a stunt. You can't deny that. But then why is Obama doing stunts okay?
Yeah, he says at the end, the great thing about situations like this is we all pull together as a nation. So I just think it's super creepy that he's like up there grandstanding as the savior when, I mean, they've got all this weather modification science and technology that they're using. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but you heard USA Today. They said the scientists say there's none of that. They're experts. It doesn't matter if you can pull it up on the government websites. They're doing it. I mean, if you see an urban warfare drill and report it, they'll say you didn't see it, even if you have video. You didn't see anything, son. God bless you, sir. Good points. Yeah, we'll get to that video. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. That's right, in the heart of the resistance. Again, thank you for joining us on this 31st day of October 2012. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're streaming video at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to be looking at the latest election numbers and Romney surging in key battleground states across the United States. Also, amazing documents at Washington Post. Obama ordered DHS to control hurricanes. You cannot make this up. Looters plague hurricane victims post Sandy. Thieves poses utility workers to con residents. Wide-scale looting all over the East Coast, and an incredible article breaking at InfoWars.com that is not getting attention anywhere. You know, we first began to break people on Twitter and Facebook calling for murdering Romney and rioting if Obama loses. Unless there's election fraud, if you look at all the scientific polls, the Electoral College, the popular vote, it looks like Romney is going to win handily. Right now, barring some major flub or something else. And again, I feel like I'm calling a Don King boxing match. It doesn't really matter either way. I'm sick of Team Obama and Fast and Furious and their attacks on the free press, but I mean, I'm not holding my breath for Romney to be any better. The point is it looks like Romney's right now going to win. I was on Man Cow this morning. I'll be back on tomorrow, his big syndicated show, Eric Mueller. You know, he said, what's your prediction? And I'm predicting Romney will win, barring that election fraud comes in. But if Romney does win, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen that when people en masse on Twitter, whether they're white skateboarders or black inner city youth, whenever these groups organize things, more often than not, it ends up happening. You know, I go out to the hike and bike trail. I go out to Barton Springs. I go out places. And everywhere, it's the new social system. It's been going on for many years, but now it's really big. And you'll see groups of people meeting to go on jogs that don't know each other. Groups of people that don't know each other to go rock climbing. Groups of shingles meeting at Barton Springs at sunset. Let me tell you, it's a party. And it's happening. And so, but people also organize robbing houses. They also organize robbing people at the fair. You see this all over the country at state and county fairs. Criminals will say, let's all go to the fair and rob people. It's the new culture. It's kind of out of Grand Theft Auto and all this. You know, these video games where you rape the hooker. Was that wasn't Grand Theft Auto. That was another one of the games I did a review of years ago where you rape the hooker and don't pay her. And then you get bonus points, or you run over an old bag lady with a shopping cart and you get bonuses. I listen to satellite radio quite a bit on XM, and the new cool comedy genre on the comedy radio shows is to make fun of a girl who grew up in an iron lung paralyzed but wrote children's books and was successful and died, you know, at 60-something. They spent 10 minutes making fun of her, calling her ugly, how pathetic she was, how her life was meant nothing, your family's glad you're dead, just the nastiest stuff, demonic stuff you can imagine. And so it's total gangster culture. I run into it across the board. It is now the dominant culture in America, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, is people trying to act thug life. This was big 10 years ago out in Hollywood when I first started getting contacts in Hollywood and being invited out there by different people. I mean, I'd be there at a famous director's house and they'd have gangster tattoos all over them and be talking about thug life. I guess that's why in the movie Idiocracy, amazing director and political mind and listener of the show, who swears he's going to come on soon. I talked to him a few weeks ago, Mike Judge. Idiocracy, colonel over the guy at the Army base at Fort Hood, he becomes a pimp. And the pimp game, a white colonel becomes the pimp commander. The point is that's really what it's like, folks. I mean, you'll be sitting there at somebody's house who's worth $100 million, and it's all how the pimp game's rolling. And it's just amazing you'll go to a professional basketball player's house, and there's 15 famous basketball players, and they're all acting like thugs. People think this is cool. And I'm going to go to your calls. I just want to point out Watson has now posted where they say they're going to kill white people. They're what they're going to loot in areas that are being looted, and they're going to rape white women. And you know what? I mean, whenever I've seen white supremacist groups saying they want to organize and kill black people, I've come out and said it's wrong. But whenever it's so acceptable now in the culture, and the media pushes that it's good to be racist towards white people, and that's done so blacks and whites have enmity and fight with each other. It's divide and conquer. Multiculturalism, the way it's sold, is meant to get people fighting with each other and to sell the lowest common denominator. I mean, I've had KRS-One on about this. Professor Griff talked about it. How going back to the 80s and 90s, the media, MTV and others, and I've talked to high-level MTV people, I'll just leave it at that, who were there when they said, you're going to mainline gangster rap as the new phenomenon, and they force fed it to be a cultural destroying system. I mean, you see what's happened to the black community, folks. It's been designed for every community, and it is outrageous. And folks, you read this stuff. What's amazing is the people on Sunday and Monday that planned to loot, they went out and looted in the areas they said they'd loot. Just like the white skateboarders, you know, said they were going to go riot at a movie theater because there weren't enough tickets. They went and did it. I mean, let me tell you, people say they're going to go meet at the hike and bike trail. They do it. People say they're going to go, this is the new social interaction. And you're going to see more attacks, and you're going to see, you do have muggings and killings and attacks and looting going on right now all over the East Coast, and the media is barely covering it. And this is a big news article. Shameless looters display stolen goods on Twitter. And Paul Watson is now updating it. Sandy Loot Crew plans more heist and violence tonight. And he's updated it at the bottom that it's now calls for rape and murder. But it needs to probably be added as an update to the top. And we also need to, again, continue to red link this up at. And look at this. I got 20 pipe bombs ready for tonight. Tonight we be chicken empty hospitals for the medical bleep. Yeah, that's the big thing TSA steals out of your bags. There's a lot of them are drug addicts. And folks, we've gone and looked at these Twitter accounts. A lot of these are very old. They look to be real. And just like the others have been proven to be real. I mean, this is really, 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 really bad. And we need to get the news on this. So please, I've tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please follow us at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. I put it out on our Facebook while we still have it. They're threatening to shut it down. I'm going to go to your calls now, and then coming up, Facebook censors Navy SEALs to protect on Benghazi gate, and all they did was put out this little meme image, which you do on Facebook, we do this, saying Obama called the SEALs and they got bin Laden. When the SEALs called Obama, they got denied, talking about the Navy SEALs that asked for help and got refused because the group killing them has now been confirmed to have been al-Qaeda hired to run security in Benghazi. That's why they stood down. I don't know what's behind all this, but it is pretty darn amazing that this is going on. And, of course, we had our thing about this deleted off Facebook, and there's the article, Facebook now censoring political posts as hate speech. And click on our link there if you can, guys, because, yeah, the blue link there at the top, because look at what they did. If you're a TV watcher, a radio listener can just go to the site. It says, we removed content you posted. We removed the following content you posted because it violates Facebook's statement of rights and responsibilities. And it says, it's a picture of Osama bin Laden. It says, Al Qaeda. That's it. So, but it's not just us. Anybody talking about Al Qaeda or the Navy SEALs or the government funding al-Qaeda, it's being deleted. And it looks like a bot's doing it. So, again, where's the media covering? Breitbart.com is covering this. DrudgeReport.com is covering this. Who else is covering this? Infowars.com. No one else is covering. Look, if they can get away with this Navy SEAL Association, SpecialOps2012.com, who's run TV ads and stuff, they've been told they're going to have their site shut down. These are public Navy SEALs, retired, not active duty. Some of them are former Navy SEAL commanders. Again, colonels and people. They can't have a Facebook. And people say, well, Facebook's its own site. No, no. They advertise as a commons where you put your material up there and they put ads out to you. They data mine you. They make money. They have stock offerings off your energy, off of what you do. And then they advertise that, hey, just don't have porn, don't have calls to violence, don't have hacking. Follow these rules. You know, you can do whatever you want. Our own Darren McBreen got a note saying, and we have that list in the article on his little Facebook, saying, do not talk about politics or you'll be deleted. I mean, imagine in America. That's like communist China. Do not talk about politics or you'll be deleted. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to fight for the First Amendment here. We have got to do this, and we've got to exercise it. Even if you don't agree with something, you better stand for that person or organization's right to say it. Unless it's a call for violence or a call to hurt people, that's a call to action. That's illegal. That's a terroristic threat. And instead, people on Twitter that are reporting people calling for violence and calling for looting and calling for killing, if you report it, you're being deleted. If you report it, you're being deleted. I'm going to say that again. If you report it, you're being deleted. So if you try to stop people organizing crime, in a racketeering operation, you are being deleted. Because, you know what, I'm starting to think Obama's controllers may want to stir up riots as an October surprise.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1720.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1762.87, 881.43 for a half ounce, and 440.72 for a quarter ounce. That's 1762.87, 881.43, and 440.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Your host, let's go to your phone calls right now ahead of part two of the satire piece, the longer piece of zombies, hidden camera of a zombie attack. This is some pretty funny stuff. The audio is funny, the video is even funnier with it. We're going to be premiering that here on the radio coming up in about 25 minutes after we take a bunch of calls, and then we'll post the video up at prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. Right now, without further ado, let's go to Chet in New York, listening to one of our oldest affiliates. We've been on it like 14 years, 1310 AM WRSB. Welcome, Chet. Thanks for holding.
Hey, that's no problem, Mr. Jones. I just want to say God bless you, your family, and your crew for one real job you guys are doing is waking up the world, my friend.
We're trying our best, brother.
Oh, yeah, you're in. We met in 2007. We went to the protest at Ground Zero with yourself and Lou Radowski and crew.
Absolutely. It was great meeting all you guys.
Oh, it was such a great time because we were like some of the oldest couples in the crowd.
I got to say this. The people of New York, every time I've been there, are so cool. Real New Yorkers or people from New York State are such great, funny, smart people. And then you meet the government people, and they're so horrible. I mean, it's like two different systems, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's this is up in Nazi land. I've been calling that for years. You know, actually, my two children are young adults like yourself, sir. And, you know, they always laugh because it's like everyone's talking about the Nazis goose-stepping around now. And I've been telling my children that for, you know, ever since they were born. But to meet all you young people and to see the movement, I've been on board for like 30 years with it since I was a young guy in the 70s. But I did just want to chime in on everything you're saying, you know, I always agree with. But with the storm system, because I've been up here for a long time watching weather patterns. I'm an outside worker, et cetera. And that stuff was definitely planned, you know, something to do with the HAARP system. I agree with what you're saying with Dr. Blalick because I've studied his research. So it's definitely on board. And then I believe what you said about Romney is going to win in a landslide. I was just talking to the missus this morning about that where, you know, it looks like they're pushing it that way. And especially, you know, you get your coastal states, New York, California, of course, going for old Bumbles, but wind up getting, old Bumbles and count, you know, Romney, you know, what choice do you have? Actually, Alex, I had a sign up here that I got from the studio down there, WASB, for the Libertarian, Gary Johnson.
Good.
They stole it.
Really?
The town of Gates, I know it was them because I go to town hall meetings and speak about
on air. You can't talk about God or the Constitution.
Oh,
that's
no,
evil.
No, they hated it when I went in there because I did. I was a wee bit scosh on them. What are you talking about? This is the land of the free, isn't it? Where'd you forget that, did you? But, you know, you are when you talk to your people, especially your age, even my age, I'm 55. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to make the blockade. But you, my friend, have broken so many borders for so many people. And that's why I said, God bless you, your family, and all of your crew. You guys are just stellar, in my opinion.
No, you're awesome, brother. You know, throwing this out there, yeah, Bumbles is going to be thrown out unless there's fraud. I've got the stack of news I haven't gotten to yet, but everybody knows it. Every poll that there's dozens, scientific, show Romney surging, even in states that have always been Democratic. And it's because people are desperate with the depression we're in. It has nothing to do. People voted for Obama in record numbers thinking it would be changed. People are hitting the reset button. It's kind of like when your computer won't work, and you just start banging the keys. I think we've all done that, or slapping the computer, or, you know, when the toaster's broken and the toast is burning and it won't come out. That happened to me last week. You start banging it, and the toast comes out. People are just hitting reset, reset, reset. They're banging on it, just trying to get it working. And it had nothing to do with Romney, Obama. And what's going to happen if Romney gets in and doesn't deliver on small business incentive and getting government off our back? Let me tell you, it's going to be nasty.
He'll make that switch turn as he is a waffler. I was talking to a gentleman this morning about that, and I have nothing against anybody. I try to just live what the Constitution says. If you want to believe that a tree is God, we'll hug it all day long. That's your business, brother, sister, whatever. But I have been believed different and in freedom and in what the Constitution says. Now you get, you know, a man like Mitt Romney and, you know, President Obama, you know, the Count and old Bumbles. You know, it's like, well, you know, just like,
Obama.
I other calls and stuff, so it's a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Hey, it's great talking to you. Man, all the New Yorkers, all the times I've been in New York, they're just like that guy. So smart, funny, great people. And then you turn around and a cop's going, get out of the street. Let me see your ID. You can't film here, you scum. I'll beat your brains out. It's such a dichotomy of great people, horrible government.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Obama phone.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. Hey, in the U.S., you only get a free phone under socialism. In Mexico, you get fully automatic weapons and hand grenades shipped down by the ATF so you can kill each other and so your country can collapse so they can take our guns here, blaming it on the Second Amendment. That's even nicer. So you get an Obama hand grenade under Fast and Furious. You know, they had to take the smallest part of Fast and Furious and minimize it. They took one agent that had blown the whistle. God bless him. Who the media tried to then demonize. He's suing him. I saw on the news last week. What is he suing? Is it Time? The point is, they took one agent who didn't like him ordering gun dealers to sell criminals guns. That was just part of the program. It was direct gun shipments into Mexico, hand grenades. That's all come out in court. So instead of an Obama phone, you get an Obama hand grenade or Obama machine gun. Just amazing. By the way, Joel Skousen is going to be on with us for an hour and a half. Former Marine Corps fighter pilot in Vietnam, researcher, construction specialist, the author, best-selling author. It's the number one best-selling book out there for decades, The Secure Home, 3rd edition, Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, and now Strategic Relocation, the film. 3 hours of material, 2-hour film, but an hour of extras. Unbelievably powerful. And again, we're not saying move out to the middle of nowhere because we're going to get nuked tomorrow. We're explaining the elite are building bunkers, why they're doing it. If you've got to stay in big cities, the safest places per city, escape routes on small roads and things that people don't know about. I mean, Joel has put together research that nobody's done, and I follow his research. Well, I'd already done a bunch of research and moved to a certain area of the Texas Hill Country. And he was like, wow, incredible you moved there. That's the best area. I'm like, well, yeah, I know that's in your new edition of your book. How do you know that? Well, he's built, I don't know, like a 5-6 retreats or something just in my area. I mean, he's always somewhere building a retreat. He builds, you know, multi-million dollar ones and expensive ones, but I'm not pitching that fact. I'm not involved in that. The point is, we carry the Secure Home book for people that want to build secure systems from very inexpensive to very expensive. The Strategic Relocation, it's like a big roadmap book that breaks down different safer countries, safer regions, continents, weather, climate, pollution of the water. I mean, it's incredible. The lexicon of these two books and the video, the film, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase of the film doesn't just protect you and give you a higher level of knowledge. I mean, any creature that doesn't have situational awareness of its surroundings is begging to be run over. They teach you it's weird to be prepared. No, this is smart to think in a battlefield spectrum mode. The point is that it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or link through at PrisonPlanet.com in the shopping cart links at the top of the site. Or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or send $19.95 plus, what is it, $5 shipping and handling. We're going to start shipping these out next Wednesday. We have them in stock. We have to get a few extra seasonal crew in here just to be able to ship it all at once. So order now. It'll ship next Wednesday through next Friday. For all the pre-orders, we may even start shipping next Tuesday. It depends on how fast we get the help in here. We do this with a new release. Just too much to get out the door all at once. We're going to pump them all out, the thousands of orders, the next 3 days next week. Or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. It's not about being scared. It's about being prepared and empowered. And on top of it. Now, let me hit a few headlines, and I'm going right to your calls. Marcus, Steve, Dalton, Rich, Joey, we're going to get to all of you here in just a moment. But Romney, GOP suddenly plunging on the Democratic turf, AP, and it just goes over all the different battleground states, Ohio, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Minnesota. I mean, it's traditionally Democrat, and he's dominating. Of course, if Romney doesn't buck the globalist and do the right thing, in 4 years they'll replace him if he gets in. People are hitting the reset button, like I said. I mean, that's really what this is all about. That's why as bad as Romney is on the Second Amendment and everything else, people are like, well, at least he's better than Obama. Poll, Romney closes gap on Obama in Michigan. So not just Pennsylvania, Colorado, Ohio. I mean, this is just domination here. That's Detroit News. The Examiner, some see GOP voting tsunami coming. Yeah. Yeah, and it goes over some of the polls. New polls show Obama, Casey still up in PA. Yeah, it's a dead heat, but it's closing. Obama gets a little electioneering in during FEMA briefing. We have that FEMA briefing we're going to get to after some calls here in a moment. And we've got a special guest who's going to be in studio. Continuing, MSNBC ridicules Romney for collecting food and supplies for Sandy victims. Well, of course, if he didn't do it, they would attack him. It's just ridiculous. Obama dominates Romney in Russian opinion poll. Yeah, they really think Romney's bad news because he's said Russia's our main enemy, which the globalists love. Gingrich, senator told me networks may have White House emails commanding counterterrorism group to stand down on Benghazi rescue. Yeah, if that was brought out, that would bring down Obama. So we've got that. But I don't believe anything coming out of Newt Gingrich and Mr. New World Order's mouth, who's been for restricting guns, open borders, and wrote the foreword to two books calling for world government. Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books. I forget the names of them. I read them years ago. Go look it up. And he called for chipping everyone. If you don't believe me, look it up. I mean, it's some really sick stuff. I don't want to get off into a jag about Newt Gingrich. I mean, it's like Herman Cain. I mean, the guy is a Federal Reserve governor. The guy, you know, lied about the women. And my point is, just don't put your trust in anybody, in a politician that's gotten to that level, because they've been bought and sold 100 times over. Okay, let's go to your calls. Marcos in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air. What's your take on all of this?
Actually, it's Marcus, but thanks for having me, Alex. I just want to say me and my two coworkers here in California listen to you pretty much every single day, and we love it. We love the information that you provide, and it's just we think you're doing a great work.
Well, thank you so much, and sorry I got your name wrong.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You know what I just wanted to touch on was something that you're actually talking about earlier. You know, you were kind of going over like how a lot of the games and a lot of the things that the government kind of more so promoted, like the gang violence and thug life being cool and all that. I mean, being 23, I have plenty of friends my age, especially out here in California. You know, Los Angeles is actually known for that. I mean, in more ways than one. But what I more so wanted to touch on was, like, I kind of see on Facebook and Twitter and all that how ignorance is way, way, way too glorified. And not only that, but then...
Well, no, exactly. People that are even smart will act gangsterish and dumb down because it's seen as totally sexy. And I'm just so sick of, like, being at the park or something and there's, like, teenagers trying to act like gangsters. And I'm not looking for trouble, but, I mean, you mess with me, I'm going to start literally beating people's brains out. I mean, that's just how I am. I mean, you mess with me, I don't have a governor. You're going to get attacked like a savage gorilla is on top of you. I mean, that's just how I am. And I'm just, and so many of these people are wimps. And the minute they say something, you go, okay, you know, you got a problem? Then they back off. It's all, again, acting like you're tough. It's like all these guys in UFC shirts that'll, for no reason, say, you got a problem, buddy? When you're, you know, at a grocery store or something, you're like, no, I don't have a problem. And they start bowing up, and then all of a sudden you can't help it. You're like, well, go ahead and swing, punk. Let's go. And they're like, hey, man, what's your problem? Well, wait. Again, it's all about acting like they're these really cool people. When I'll guarantee you they hadn't been in a hospital, you know, with a concussion. I bet they haven't had their leg broken in a fight. I bet they haven't killed, you know, somebody in a fight. These people have never really lived, and they want you to think they're some powerful gangster. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I mean, what I really was going to touch on, too, though, is what you see a lot is, like, on Facebook, like, I see a lot of my friends are like, Obama this, Obama that, Obama's amazing, and he's this and that, he's my favorite president, two terms, this and that, and I'm really just like, you know, what I'll do is on these things, I'm getting into these huge political arguments with, like, people that I consider close friends that are calling me, just scrutinizing me, calling me every name in the book, just because I'll post, like, a link about Obama and the NDAA, or I'll post a link about FEMA camps, and, like, really, is that who you want to
No. They think it's cool to peck at someone who's informed. That's what I'm telling you. It's like Idiocracy, the movie, where if you know how to talk, you know, they make fun of you and go, what are you, gay? Yeah, we'll actually use a more pejorative term. The point is that people revel in ignorance, but it's not just kids and people acting like thugs. It's yuppies and other people will giggle and laugh at you. You know, most people actually are starting to wake up, but I have countless folks, anytime I'm in public, come over and shake my hand. Black, white, old, young, Hispanic, you know, Italian immigrants, people from Russia, Japan. I mean, people worldwide listen and watch, and they've experienced it in their countries. They know it isn't a joke, especially people that have come from tyranny. They've seen it before, and they're like, you know, like, hey, you're absolutely right. Thank God for what you're doing. And they're electrified when they talk to you because they're concerned. They're living in the real world. Yeah. But we've got people in this country that have had so much freedom so long, they think it's all a big joke nihilistically. And they're literally whistling past the graveyard. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. And just one question before we do get off, because I know you got plenty of things to touch on. I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about, like, what I've just hated was in all these elections, you know, all the debates and everything they've had, whether it's the vice presidents or the presidents themselves, no one wants to mention that, like, what's coming up in the next upcoming year, like the NDAA, the killing of the dollar. I mean, they touch on
checkpoints, all of it. No, exactly. People think it is a attribute to not be informed or involved. Thank you for your call. Great points. We'll go to more calls in a moment. But finishing my point, 90% of people that have got the, you know, the will to come over and talk to somebody, they're going to be listeners because, hey, they like you. when people dislike you, you'll be in a restaurant, you'll see some, you know, guy smiling and laughing. It's usually kind of a liberal professor, psychologist type. A lot of times I freak him out. I go, "You're a psychologist, aren't you?" And they'll go, "Well, how do you know that?" And I go, "Well, you're a priest class. You're on a power trip. You think you know everything. I can tell what you are." It really freaks him out that you can guess who they are. But sometimes it's kind of a yuppie, nouveau riche, you know, guy out at 55 on his Harley. I've had them come over a few times. It's always these certain types, or it's punk kids. But you'll see them laughing at you, and they'll finally say, "Conspiracy theorist," and look to see if it hurts your feelings. And a lot of times I'm busy, I'll ignore them. But if they come over and start making jokes, like, "Are the black helicopters going to get me? Are the Martians going to get me?" And I'll look at them and I'll say, "Hey, how many family members you got that have got cancer right now or who've died of it young? If you think cancer's dying, you know, in the vaccines is funny, go ahead and laugh. But if I was you, I'd care about GMO sterilizing your butt. I'd care about aspartame giving you brain tumors. Don't sit there and come over and make a joke at me because you think all this is funny." And they'll go, I actually agree with you on a lot of stuff. And I asked my friend Tommy Pallotta years ago about why they'll get in your face. When you go back, they'll respond and grovel. And I said, "It shows they're really awake." And he goes, "No, that's not what it is, Alex." And I actually later learned he was right in a general sense. They are just flotsam and jetsam. They have no view of their own. And so when you're authoritative with them and don't grovel in fear, they just want to make you feel bad to make themselves feel good. When you slam them back, they're such followers, they'll start groveling. Because, you know, I've had guys walk over, you know, usually the kind of the redneck type, and go, "Hey," kind of hit you on the shoulder, "How you doing, Alex?" And then grab your hand and start trying to crush it. You know those types? And you'll pull your hand back, and they're like, "Oh, hey, yeah, I really like what you're doing. Bet you're glad the troops are dying," you know, stuff like that. And I'll just be like, "Hey, man, if you don't agree with me, you don't need to talk to me. Just get out of my face." And the fact that you don't grovel to them, they're like, "Oh, no, it's all right. It's all right. I just meant," and I'm like, "Just get out of my way." And again, it's the reality. People know reality. The fact that you're not starting to fight, but you're already thinking about how you're going to bounce their head off the concrete repeatedly. Because I'm not going to play games with somebody that's about to assault me. I'm just going to jump on top of you and slam your head in the ground a bunch. I'm going to attack you with 110% energy immediately, and you better hope you're a wrestling champion or something. I'm not trying to get up there like a wrestler and talk like I'm tough. My point is, it's like that in politics or life or anywhere else. You've got to be explosive in business. You've got to be explosive in combat. You've got to be explosive in your responses to everything. And when these yuppies and ninnies and gangbangers and people want to get in your face and henpeck you, you've got to take it personally, America and the rest of the world, and get aggressive and say, "Don't tread on me. I ain't looking for trouble. But if you are looking for it, you came to the right place, because none of us are going to get out of this alive. And we have an attitude of rolling over like a bunch of sheep. Wolves are going to come. Free men are ready to fight for their freedom anytime it needs to be done. But you've got to have more than just guts. You've got to have an intellect and a battlefield perspective to know what's going on in this world. And war, this life is a war. Life is a battle. And let me tell you what winning is. Being moral, being strong, making the right decisions, raising your children to be good people, and upholding your family name and moving the species forward. That's what victory is, and that's what we should be looking for. Let's go ahead and talk to Dalton in Georgia. I'm sorry I'm ranting, Dalton. I'm out of control.
Hey, Alex, happy Reformation Day.
I'm just trying to pull up what you said. What'd you say?
Yeah, today's Reformation Day. Instead of Happy Halloween, I was giving you Happy Reformation Day.
But is listen, that you remember? Sorry, go ahead.
You remember you said one time that if the FBI harasses you, you better get out there more?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my wife had a visit from the FBI. She got pulled by Georgia State Patrol and just didn't comply with everything. He locked her up. I went and got her out later that night. And about 3 weeks later, the FBI came by and wanted to know why she wears a head covering and why her and a friend of hers had matching head coverings, because, you know, we're Christians, you know, and she's got that conviction. Just like men walking to church, they take their head off. She, you know, keeps her head covering.
Sure. So you're kind of like a Mennonite or Amish?
No, I'm not. I don't dress like that. I wear shorts and stuff working, you know, but
No, honestly, but more and more people are going back to old-fashioned Christian stuff. So the cop took her to jail because she was wearing a scarf on her head.
Well, she got in the police car and did an Alex Jones rant, right? Right in the camera. They got a camera in the police cars now. So that might be one of the reasons. Also, you know how you told people get out there as much as you can? Well, I started having a good rapport with the local radio here. And so every morning I give an intelligence report. And, 9 times out of 10, it ends up being your talking points without me even knowing it, you know, but I just can't say you, because every time I say you, he says, oh my God, what, you know, so.
Notice you already know what's going on without even hearing me, because we don't even have to hear each other or know each other. We know what's important.
Now he came by, he wanted to know why I had a root cellar, right? That's a big deal with the food safety bill. And he wanted to know why I had tents up. I had a couple of tents up because we were doing tabernacles. We hadn't gone back to Judaism. We're just doing the whole Bible instead of Ishtar and Christ Mass, you know.
Listen. If you were on Twitter saying kill Romney, burn things down, and murder people, you wouldn't get a visit. But, yeah, the fact that you're a Christian and engaging in ancient Christian rituals is terrorism, sir. FEMA is taught George Washington is bad.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen to talk radio. Listen to Alex Jones every day.
What do you mean I can't?
Coming up, we're going to have an in-studio guest for about 35 minutes and more of your calls. He's one of the evil preppers. He has a clearance to go into nuclear power plants. A lot higher than the stupid TSA people, but they said, you're not flying because you're a prepper. You're our enemy. So that is coming up in studio with Wade Hicks. But first, we're going to premiere part two of When Zombies Attack InfoWars. And then if you're a radio listener, we're going to post this video in the next 10 minutes up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for everybody. But here is the piece that the crew put together, directed by our own John Bowne. Here it is.
Fluoride is good. The chemtrails are great.
Mainstream media, they tell the truth.
Fluoride is good for you. The Federal Reserve is good for us. Chemtrail big. They smell good. Good for air. GMO food good. Obama tell truth. Romney saved country. Mainstream media tell truth.
Obama, Romney, vaccines, good. Good. Television, good. Romney, vaccines, GMO, good. Good. Obama, he buy me phone. Obama buy me phone. Good.
I vote Obama. He give us phone. He gonna do more.
Keep Obama in prison, you know. Yeah. Obama, boom, good.
You disability, you welfare, food stamp, you get free phone. Obama, another 4 years.
Romney sucks.
Bad.
Obama, good.
Romney, good.
GMO, good.
Fluoride, good for teeth.
TSA, gropey, good.
TSA, stick hand in my pants for safety.
Drones overhead, good. Vaccine in arm, good.
Mainstream media tell you truth. Nuke Iran,
good.
Romney nuke Iran. Obama support unconstitutional Patriot Act.
Romney support NDAA, good.
Obama support that too.
Romney, Medicare, good.
Obama, Medicare, good.
Drones, Romney, good.
Drones, Obama, good.
Romney, good.
Obama, good.
Romney, good.
Obama, good. Romney, good.
Romney, good.
Romney, good.
Romney, good. Unbelievably good. The presentation you have just witnessed is a test. Are you conscious? Are you aware that you are being manipulated? Or have you descended into a dreamlike zombie state that much of the public is suffering from? In the power-packed November issue of InfoWars magazine, we detail, with the scientific facts in four separate articles, the proof that the public is being brainwashed. Our brainwaves are lowering, our IQs are dropping, and we are being turned into nothing more than biological androids. You can buy copies of InfoWars magazine at cost in bundles of 10 up to 100.
All right.
And give them to your friends and family.
Folks, you can watch the full video. There's more up at InfoWars.com. We're posting it now. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up.
We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.